mean, seriously, is that the high school you went to in Baltimore? That's their cheer song.
Yeah,
you want some pussy?
We did it.
Hey, Baltimore, you want some pussy?
Hey, Palmer, you want some?
Hey, we're all fucking anyway. We're 14.
Get some cunt juice on your
nose. Underneath the Amtrak track.
Yeah, I got burgers, cookies, and cunt juice.
I sent you
bay on my pussy.
I sent you it when you said Karen Margulies couldn't do the show today.
It's a cunt.
I tweeted back. I texted back cunt, and I'm like, please let it be read at church or something.
Oh, yeah,
what are my notifications? Out. Kevin Brennan, cunt. Did they read it? Did it get read?
No, it read out loud to me. I was home. I was just in my,
God damn it.
Upstairs. Sorry.
I do that all the time now. You know what? You know what all the bad words are.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, round up a bunch of you know what.
It's better rhyme with trigger. So anyway, hey, Bob, big us up, everybody.
In lieu of Karen Margulies. I don't even know who the fuck she is. I like how you book people, and then all of a sudden they go, no, I can't do it.
She related to Juliana?
His booking is worthless because no one takes him seriously.
Well, she, I don't know.
Is Juliana Margulies' sister?
No, she's not.
Even close.
Second time was even funnier.
Nobody heard it.
Oh, sorry. What was that?
Nothing.
Okay. So anyway.
Hey, now I got that song in my head all day.
Exactly.
Hey, I want some pussy.
I streamed that new Weezer album, the Teal album.
That's a classic.
It's all covers. And it's exactly the same songs. Like, why not just listen to the original songs? like, why do I need Weezer's
intro? Is that the Beastie Boys?
They didn't change them up.
That was Two Live Crew.
Oh. I mean, that's what I meant to say.
Okay, good.
I can't believe I got those guys.
I know.
All the same.
They did like a cover of Scrubs, you know.
That's why Al Gore's wife got mad because that song. They want some pussy.
Two Life Crew.
Huh?
Two Life Crew. What did I say?
That's what I was saying. That's why she got mad because Two Live Crew was saying
they
want some pussy, and she was mad because she knew they weren't talking about her fucking old white tired Tennessee pussy.
Didn't they put the explicit lyrics? She got that on there, right?
Like, yeah.
Explicit content.
Yeah. See, it's
added like Sam Kinison. That was like 87, 88.
Yeah.
And she was doing the hearings and stuff. And yeah, but Two Live Crew was a big deal with that.
I think it was after that, wasn't it?
Did they play that song on the radio, though?
Probably for a while.
I don't think you can play
with pussy.
They would just bleep it.
Right. They
changed it to snatch.
Hey, you are a hussy. Hey, you are a hussy.
Hey, we're really busy.
There you go, right? Oh, my God. So, how's everybody's weekend?
Good.
Anyways, Mark is your name?
Yes.
Audience of one.
We're here for. You were here for In a Hot Water, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and of course Bill's show. But no,
you're already hammered.
Welcome to the Funk House. Welcome to the Fuck Shop is what it was. Welcome to the Fuck Shop.
Okay.
Welcome to the Funk Shop. And Bickerstaff, you're from Houston, right?
Yes.
I'm from Houston as well.
Are you really?
I've met you a few times over the years.
Let's go.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
You guys get a room.
I'm glad you're staying then.
Couple of fags.
Hey, guys.
Dropped off my short break cookies.
That Black Eyed, isn't that Black Eyed Peas song, Let's Get It Started? It's actually Let's Get Retarded.
No.
It is.
Yeah, they do,
Let's Get Retarded.
Yes, that's the name of the song. Let's Get Retarded
like
in
drunk,
here.
Retarded drunk?
I think they mean like
no,
retarded.
That's but on the radio, they play it as Let's Get It Started in here.
You can't say retarded.
Cue that up, DJ.
Well, what does that mean, Let's Get Retarded? Like cut drunk and stupid?
Yeah, let's not know how to
get on the wrong bus.
Let's not do math up in here. The capital of Wyoming is Shakespeare.
They're having a good time.
Ryan's probably a queer.
Yeah, probably.
The problem with retarded people, any of that, is like you don't worry. It's like when the parents are gone, then who watches them? That's the problem.
Well, the problem is also you can't say they were retarded, but when you look up like the different IQ, I recently had to look up like IQ scores, and you look it up, and like retarded is a huge spectrum. It's like severely retarded, moderately retarded, mildly retarded. So it's like in like medical books as retarded, but you can't say retarded anymore.
Yeah, well, doctors can say whatever the fuck they want.
Exactly.
Rich Voss has a 151 IQ.
I don't believe that.
According to him.
I don't believe that for a minute.
Isn't that one of his CDs called?
What was that 151 test?
151 IQ.
Okay, 151 IQ. equals MC squared, okay?
Oh, what a hack.
What did you do this weekend? You have shows?
I went to the Monster Truck.
I saw you posted something about that, but yeah. I thought you were joking.
How would I joke about that? How would I get that on my fucking phone?
I don't know. You're a smart guy.
Just by yourself?
I'm not. I
only saw words. I didn't see a picture or anything. Sorry.
No, I tweet on Facebook. I was started Facebook Live in it.
Just go by yourself, picking up guys.
Yeah, just go by myself, sit in the upper deck.
Right, okay.
No, I had to take my kids. It was easy, except it's so fucking expensive. Even I got the cheapest tickets, and it was it's concessions. You know about concessions. Fuck. Lunch cost 50.
Gotta make quite a concession.
Lunch cost $45, and then $45, and then dessert was $50.
What did you get for the 45?
I got a chicken sandwich with fries and a soda. That my son got like a hot dog kids meal with I drank his juice box. And he drank my soda.
The idea of
then he at one point he goes, "Where's my juice box?" I got like he's the fucking king of England.
Oh,
who drank my? I'm like, get the fuck! I throw you.
Where thou juice box?
I throw you from the upper deck, you mother! I said, well, that was the deal. I got you a Coke, so I let him be a man and drink a fucking Coke and get all riled up.
Right.
And I drink his fucking juice box. I need something to wash down my fucking
dry chicken sandwich.
Say.
Yeah. By the way, the image of you
was pretty dry. It wasn't horribly dry.
The idea of you standing there drinking a juice box is the most retarded image I can think of, dude.
I wasn't standing there.
Monster truck.
I did a show at a.
You could go over to
did a show at a college once, and
that's good enough.
School.
For us.
The school was. There were no classes from like noon to one, so that's when the comedy show was.
Hey, call me. I have no class.
And they handed out free bag lunches for everybody that came to the show. Well, I was at the show. He knows where I'm going. So I grabbed a bag lunch, and they had a juice box inside. So I was on stage telling jokes, drinking juice boxes.
You really know how to work the room.
It was good. It was good. It's
they
good.
Like when you make fun. They like when you pretend you're one of them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
My story, when I used to do nooners or whatever at colleges, my agent called. He goes, listen, can you dress a little different? Because they don't know. They're like, you dress like the students. They want to know who's the student.
Did your agent say you dress like you're trying to jump on a Greyhound bus, like you said to me when I fucking walked in here?
The point is, my agent was like, they don't really know. You know, you dress like the students, you know. And I go, they don't know who's the comic, who's the. I go, the comic is the guy on stage doing an hour. So that's easy.
Yeah, then I was like, you're a good agent.
But I'm like,
which one's the comic?
So I'm like, I'm sick of this bullshit. So then I was like, well, okay, I'm not going to wear a suit. What am I supposed to wear? So then I just bought a tuxedo.
Yeah,
I would wear a tuxedo like nooners at like a community college. Really? in Michigan, and I'd walk up. I'd be like, "Don't complain, I'm not fucking dressed properly. Don't complain, you don't know who the fucking entertainer is."
You're like a monocle and like a cane.
I'm like, "Fuck these motherfuckers."
Right.
Agent was such a cunt. One time he goes, "Why do you curse?" I go, "We just curse. We're from New York. We curse." He goes, "Don't say the F word." I go, "Okay." So then I did it. I did this gig, another like nooner in some fucking Michigan or whatever. And he calls me the next day. He goes, "What happened?" I go, "What do you mean what happened? I didn't curse." He goes, "He said they cursed you. You said you cursed. I didn't say fuck once." So I listened to the tape. I said shit 19 times. I'm like, shit's not even a curse word.
Motherfucker. Do you swear in front of your children?
Yes, I swore this morning.
Why? Because you woke up?
No, because my son's like, I'm not going to fucking school today. I hate, because he takes Spanish on Monday.
Because you drank my juice box.
He takes Spanish on Monday. So he doesn't.
He takes Spanish every day?
No, he takes Spanish.
See?
He takes Spanish on Monday and Thursday. He hates Spanish because I guess the Indian kids that go to school, they're better at Spanish than he is. And they make fun of him because I guess they know his mom's Spanish and she speaks Spanish. I'm like, what the fuck's going on in here? That's what she does for a living now. She's a bilingual fucking interpreter. But she won't. I'm like, at least teach them words. Umbrella, fucking raincoat, right? Bread. They should know all. They don't have to speak Spanish, but they should at least know more words than these fucking smelly Indian kids that he goes to schools with. School with. Am I right? Go ahead, caller.
Raincoat you.
Yeah, so then,
umbrella.
I'm surprised you didn't tell your son to say, well, my dad owns a better convenience store than your dad.
So I don't know what that means. Anyway, because bodega?
I don't know.
Right.
Because they're Indian kids.
I'll tell you one thing. These Indian kids, they surely do cast quite a shadow.
This is bullshit so far.
Yes.
Yeah, like cast, merchant cast.
The point is, should my wife teach them fucking Spanish words?
She should.
She's like, well, whenever I speak Spanish to them, they don't. They just look at me like I got two heads. I'm like, well, you do have a big head, but she looks at me like that. So I'm like, well, just teach them words. Isn't that fun? I would like to learn Spanish words. What's the Spanish word for hat? or fucking sweater or fucking zit on your face.
La sida, which is AIDS.
Culo, like it's so culo my, and la cara.
Exactly.
My house, they should make a sitcom out of my house. It's crazy in there. Yeah, yeah. No, but seriously, I mean, I'm like, you're bilingual. You can't teach these fucking kids, or at least he can shame these fucking Indian kids that he's better. I wouldn't want to learn. I wouldn't want to be behind in Spanish when your mom speak a Spanish. Culo.
My neighbor is, they're German. And like, they're like the four-year-old daughter. Like, she'll turn to the daughter and be like,
Schweinewurst. That's sexy.
Four-year-old girl
speaking German.
Yeah, if you go now.
The joke is that it's not a sexy language, Bob.
Yeah, right.
I made a funny face like he smelled something weird on his sauerkraut.
They're from Cologne.
Everything's got to be food.
I'm just not going to laugh at anything you say like you do when I say something.
No, I didn't even know. No, because you made a joke that Indian people have bodegas, but they don't. They have 70.
It's convenience stores.
They have 70. Oh, okay. In New York, they don't. Where you live, they do. It's all Indian people, 7-Elevens. Here, it's not.
Should have said Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah,
here it's Dunkin' Donuts.
They're like Sri Lankan or something. They're not really
But all the people that live in my neighborhood, they're all professional, so I was a little lost on that.
I went to New Delhi Medical Communities College.
You went to a New Delhi?
Yes, New Delhi.
New Delhi New Medical Community College.
The art of making sandwiches, because it's a deli.
Oh, where's this?
Oh, right, you love that.
New Delhi isn't a thing anymore? It's not called New Delhi anymore?
New Delhi is New Delhi. Bombay is now Mumbai.
Why?
Mumbai Maya Batimans. They love reggae.
They do?
No, I don't know why, but my buddy has a diamond business, and I called him. Like, he used to go over there, and all he packs power bars. He won't eat the food over there. And he goes, there's just a river of shit in the middle of the street. Like, they don't really have sewer systems necessarily.
Where the diamonds are?
And that, well, they have to, they cut diamonds there. They used to do it in Antwerp. But
this is in Mumbai? Cheap.
Mumbai, yeah. And he goes,
bye.
One day he tried to walk into his office building, and there was just a cow in front of the office building, so we couldn't get in. He's like, I'm in downtown.
I'm late for work. What am I going to do?
Right? Utterly ridiculous.
I'm stuck out here. I'm not touching this stupid cow.
Stop milking this joke. Yeah, but he's like, you're not allowed to touch the cows. And the cows know it. He goes, there's this cow always walking around.
The cows know it.
Stupid. It's so stupid. Like, religion's so stupid.
Religion is
so
stupid.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah. And there are degrees.
Because the cow's sacred. It's like, give me a fucking.
Yeah, like, come
pick
on.
The one thing that's sacred. I can see you fucking pick a lion or a leopard, something that has some skill.
Yeah.
And they have, you know, like, a cow does nothing.
And they have Ganesh, which is like, it's got all the arms and it's got the elephant head. You know what I'm talking about?
Ganesh, I just followed him at the Comedy Cellar last weekend. Ganesh Patel.
They're all named Patel.
They all are named Patel. That's like Smith for Indian people, right?
There's like, yeah. And there was a comic that made that documentary about, like, he wanted to find a girl to marry, and his parents were like, she must be Indian. I'm like, you imagine if I made the documentary? My parents are like, she must be white. Like, I'm like,
yeah, but plus Indian people are not attractive, because I see the kids in my son's school. They already got those fucking dark fucking bags under their eyes. It's not a good look. They look like raccoons. It's not a good look.
Or mustaches.
Yeah, either way, I mean, they're not. I mean, you got to blend that fucking. It's a good skin color, but you got to blend it with something respectable.
Yeah.
It just becomes too Indian. It's like Hispanic. When it gets too Hispanic, it looks like they just went 15 rounds with Roberto Duran. You know what I mean? They just got fucking. Even these kids, they got fucking dark.
You're looking at them like, no mas.
No, they got dark, mean eyes, and they're fucking 4 years old. I'm like, what happened to you? How was the caravan up, you know?
I'm up all night, I'm exhausted.
No, I know. It's like they're pulling all-nighters when they're five, you know?
Learning Spanish.
Yeah, learning Spanish, exactly right. I have dark circles, but I can conjugate the verb to run. Yeah, but they also have, and the women, they wear those like Indian, where their belly shows.
Yeah.
Like, you know, once you hit like, I don't know, 36, that's not going to, that area starts to kind of fall apart. So
yeah.
These old Indian ladies, like these fat bellies hanging.
My wife complains that I don't take her out as much as I used to. I'm like, well, you don't look as good as you used to. So right. There you go.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Got to keep it real.
Take out a time machine.
Women always say they want an honest relationship. There you go. You can't handle the truth.
Right. You're old.
What did she say when you said that?
Oh, it's just a joke.
Oh, sure it is.
I could say that to her. She'll fucking cut me.
Yeah, exactly.
With her good hand.
Yeah. You come with a box cutter.
Yeah, she's ready. She's ready to kill me.
So what'd you do this weekend?
This past weekend?
No, 3 weekends ago. Jesus fucking
Sorry,
Christ,
I man. I forgot it's Monday.
What do the fans hate you?
Like, whoa. Mondays.
It's got a case of the Mondays. Day's just Monday
the,
for him.
Just around the city. Had a couple of sets.
How'd it go?
All right.
Wear your big hat?
No.
You get any New York jokes? Big any hat. New York flavored jokes?
I have some New York jokes.
You gotta open with the New York jokes.
Yeah.
All else fails.
I do sometimes.
Yeah, but that subway, everybody.
I tell you,
it gets crowded down there, don't it? And sometimes it smells and people.
Best pizza in New York is Ray's. You gotta go. There's only one though.
Oh my God, it's the
right
best.
Midtown.
World's best pizza.
Yeah, right. Anybody else here like Metro Cards?
I love pizza.
They say that Ben's Pizza is the best pizza in the world. It's not even the best pizza on that fucking block.
You know, where's
my right?
Yeah.
It's the one in Louis Show. Remember where he stopped in the
pizza? The one in the corner? Right.
Louis told me
it's good. A lot of those.
No, Louis said he was in there one time and the guy goes, "Oh, you're the guy from the show." And he goes, "Half off." Not even as a joke. What a cheap fuck. Half off. The guy made the fucking pizza place famous. Half off.
That's so great. Oh, one garlic knot for you. Here you are, sir.
Half off.
Half off.
Fucking Jews.
Hey, you know,
slices too. Probably not even Jews, but, you know, just.
That'd be, you know.
Slices are expensive there.
$1.37, half price.
Like a $3 slice there?
$2.75 for cheese.
Oh, they're at four. I get the grandma's $4.50.
I just get the cheese slice.
Someone's doing well.
$2.75.
Yeah. Pizza by the slice. And that fucking dollar pizza, I won't even be seen there. It's disgusting.
Oh, yeah,
And everybody goes to Joe's. There's
the difference
like,
of those dollar pizza places is they're not as thin and they suck. Yeah.
No, they're smaller slices, and it's not.
But it's not as thin, and it's the cheese. The cheese makes a huge difference.
But pizza's pizza. Who gives a fuck?
Oh, there's a difference.
But I don't like the people that are hanging around there.
The dollar place?
Yeah, they're just not. They're not a good group.
Yeah, it's like a guy trying to sell you a VHS tape or something.
Yeah,
hey, you want to buy a copy?
I could imagine the crowd hanging out at a dollar slice place isn't exactly.
Oh, then Joe's. You go to Joe's and it's fucking. There's a line no matter when you go, and it's like
where's Joe's?
It's right on that corner, right at like a Sixth Avenue. It's like where that triangle is.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, yeah. I just went over there.
Subway. But it's always packed, and I looked it up one time. And people are like, "Oh, it's been around for this long," and it's like it's fucking pizza. Then I get it. I eat it. Like sometimes if it's late or if it's raining. Yeah, it's good, but it's pizza. Pizza's usually good. So I'm eating it. I'm like, never again. I didn't wait in line, but the guy had all this attitude. I go, one pepperoni, one plain. He's like, you want a box? I'm like, just fucking, I don't give a fuck about your stupid pizza. I live here. I'm not impressed with your fucking line.
Right.
It's like when you wait in line to go to the Comedy Cellar, you go see Todd Barry and Bigger Staff.
I just tell him to throw it.
I wait in line for this? I waited in line for this. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, they do.
Can I get a picture with outside Steve, please?
This is amazing.
Hang outside. Right. Hey, what's up, girls?
Yeah, it's up. Hey, look.
I just have the pizza guy throw it in my mouth.
Yeah.
Is that not what you're supposed to do?
Or like a baby bird, just kind of chews it up for you and spits in your mouth?
Well, that's extra.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
It was no different. I like Chicago pizza anyway. I like a thick pizza the way I like my wife's
vagina.
That's why
you like the grandma slice?
Oh, yeah. Huh?
Yeah, I do. That's exactly why. I like a fucking, I don't like a slimy, greasy thing you got to hold with two fucking hands. The pizza thing is the grandma slice, it doesn't fall apart when you lift it up.
You gotta
have to fucking drip it on my fucking, and if you get cheesy, that cheesy goo, that greasy cheese stuff, it doesn't come out of your clothes.
Go on.
It's got an erection.
Go on.
Right? Don't come out of your clothes. Yeah, like if it gets on your pants, that stains there forever. That greasy pizza stain.
You saying your wife doesn't know how to wash your clothes properly?
I don't let her touch my fucking clothes. Anyway.
You place Godfather's in Staten Island when the mayor is running.
Don't get me started with the Godfather.
When he's running. Men
they walk in. Do they play the Godfather's theme song?
It's there's a couple of them in Staten Island. There's two in Staten Island. The pizza's really good. But the mayor, when he was campaigning to be mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, he went there and he ate his pizza the fourth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember.
Like, what a faggot.
Oh, it is a faggot move.
And then I went there with Joe DeRosa, as a matter. Look at me name dropping. But I went there with Joe DeRosa, and I said to the waiter, I'm like, is this a place where the mayor ate? And he go, yeah, you want to see the fork and knife? And I guess so, and it's mounted on the wall. It's like a picture of him with the fork and the knife, and it's like, what an asshole.
He became famous for that. Infamous.
Being a prissy. He said, my wife's a black lesbian, and I...
Was it just a regular, like, thin slice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is.
I'm from.
Oh, that.
I
went to that Joe's place for the first time actually on.
Well, other people are doing it too.
It was Friday or Saturday night.
Well, there's a lady doing it, so he's like, "I'm gonna." I'm.
And I guess nobody was tipping.
Oh.
So like, my friend and I, we tipped, and the guy gave us free pizza. The guy gave us like two extra pizza at that Joe's place. Isn't that the place you said around the
is
corner?
Is it a counter? Or is it like you sit down?
Yeah.
Oh, why do you tip?
You don't sit down.
It's got like counter you can stand
on.
Oh,
yeah.
There's like one of those bowls where you.
Wait, you tipped them what?
I guess there were all these drunk people in there and nobody was tipping because when we tipped them, the guy gave us like two extra pieces.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He's like, you're good people.
They were kind of like, I think he like fucked up cutting them because when we got them, they were kind of like, they were weird looking, but it was awesome.
It's like a piece of shit on one of them. Literally just a piece of dog shit. Like a, I don't care. It's free. Dead, I'm eating it.
Dead pigeon lamb. Yeah. Like, he's like, take the feather off. It's
pigeon
all right.
Feathers.
Don't worry. Eat around it. Eat around it.
Just go like this. Go like this with it.
She's not going to fly no more anyway. So I don't. Yeah, well, there, I mean, when
go ahead, Carl. We got a call.
Oh, what do you got? All favorite right. pizza place in Hoboken?
Yeah, like, I guess I have two big pet peeves with this show.
Uh-oh.
One is you got ladies coming on talking about their vaginas for no reason. And then two, I thought this phase of the show was over. We got Bob Biggerstaff back on talking about food.
Yeah.
What the fuck is the point of that?
You don't eat food?
But, dude, you're a fat fucking piece of shit. Just die already.
All right.
Anyway, thanks that's
for
my call.
Thanks for calling, Dad.
It'd be hilarious if he died.
It'd be great. Just fall over dead.
The guy wouldn't even feel bad. He'd be like, fuck him.
I bet I can beat that guy up.
Yeah,
you're gone, pussy, aren't you?
Okay, we'll take the next call.
Call back if you're bigger than me.
Yep.
I was going to talk about this anyway.
Ever pizza memory?
Hello? Is this Pat Cal?
Yeah, Matt Cal. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Hey, bud. What's up, Kev? What's up, Bri?
Hey, buddy.
Fuck the guy before me. The fans hate you. I just think you're a little bit of a fucking bore, bud, but I like you. So you got one kind of fan.
Oh, thanks.
Makes you feel any better.
He'll take it.
Anyways, Kev, you saw what I was calling about. Did you see your fucking closeted homosexual brother on your mom's house?
No, it's funny the way he said it. On your mom's house. Because Neil's got a special relationship with his mother. Huh? You know, I heard he did some gigantic name dropping and.
Dude. All right. I'll give you guys the abridged
version. Talking about Tom,
quick.
He was on Tom Segura's podcast.
Yes. Segura and Christina Pazinski's wife, who are the only two LA comedians other than like Rogan I can handle. You know, big comedy podcast. You guys are by far and away my favorite.
Oh, thanks.
I subscribe to everything. You know, I love both of you guys.
Hey, thanks,
anyways,
man. Wait, both?
Anyway, no, man, seriously, Brian, you guys made the fucking episode with that little fucking Macaulay Culkin-looking...
Oh, Mario Bosco?
Mario Bosco, dude, please have him on Burning Bridges. Me and my wife have never fucking laughed that hard at one of you guys' show in probably 2 years.
Well, I'll tell you something real quick. I tried to actually call him twice since then, and when you try to call his phone, it's the weirdest thing. It goes, please enter your mailbox number. I'm like, I'd like to think he lives in a mailbox.
So does he have a Firefly, one of those Firefly phones?
Yeah, it's like a Firefly
like
phone.
On it?
Yeah, here, we could...
Yeah.
Call Mario
Bosco. No. We'll do it after the call. Do it after the call.
Yeah. Real
no,
quick,
no, because he's
please,
one of these guys. He's one of these guys. He's like a diva for no reason. But he's just super cocky because he lives with his mom. So he's like, fuck you. I don't need your fucking work.
Because
he don't, huh?
Dude, so my wife listened to Patty and Two-Time Twats with him. I don't know if you guys heard that. He was on after, before your show. He was talking about, hey, I'd love to be on Brennan's show, da-da-da-da. And, I know you guys didn't want to ask the hat questions like, who you fucking? Does your dick work? You guys even said it in the MLC. So Patty and Carrie don't give a fuck. They're like, who you fucking, whatever. My wife basically said he's asexual. He doesn't have sex at all. He refused testosterone therapy. And his dick just really doesn't work. He just really doesn't want to fuck. You know, and
with all his health issues, probably he doesn't have a sex drive. He probably doesn't have a natural sex drive if he's like that.
Oh, yeah, they tried to, they offered him testosterone therapy is what he said. And he refused it.
Well, also,
like trannies will take at like 13. They offered him that and he refused it and it would have fixed him.
But
he
the very beginning,
a beard and a deep voice and, you know, his dick would have worked.
I don't
whatever,
know,
you know, he has low T.
But the very beginning of the show, I said, what happened to you? And he goes, my mother took, I can't even do his voice, but my
she
mother took an aspirin. And
I
felt
pituitary gland.
It's like
that. Yeah. You know, I was like, why? And you can never go up to it. It's like, does it go straight from her throat down his? Like,
yeah,
I didn't get that.
Are our throats lined up in a woman's body?
No,
like,
it sounds like something somebody told him.
YouTube go right to the stomach. Like, what the fuck happened there?
I don't understand that at all. But
it sounds like an old wives' tale or some bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
But
exactly.
No, I'd like to have him on every single show. Like, honestly,
dude, yeah. But then he's going to turn into a diva. He'd be like, you can't do the show without me.
Yeah, well,
dude, you guys can get him as a third mic. I pay $40 a month on Patreon.
Yeah, I would pay $40 a month.
Hard. Especially Brian and him. Dude, Kev, you and Adam didn't get any of what Mario was saying, but Brian kept laughing at it. Like, they had some weird, like, telepathy. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
because they're both
like,
on a
spectrum. What the fuck are you laughing at?
They're both on a spectrum.
I'm laughing now.
They got a little autistic telepathy. But anyways, let's get back to your faggot brother.
There you go.
And I apologize to Compound Media, Keith the Cop, Anthony Cumey, and Garrett. I love all you guys. But your nigga-loving fucking name-dropping, dude, I'll give you three main points. He comes in. Was your mailman a Jew by any chance? Because I feel like your mom might have fucked it. His nose is so fucking big, bro. He looks like you with Lou Gehrig's disease if he was half kike. Anyways, he's wearing like an Adidas jumpsuit, right? Like Run DMC. He kicks his feet up on their coffee table. They're obviously uncomfortable to begin with, because I've watched all their podcasts. It's just weird. It's odd. So he starts off. He's like asking them questions. He's like, I've never watched the show, but he's giving all like the buzzwords. Like if you knew like, hello, am I in a pet store? Do you do coke? Like for this show, you know what I mean? He had like his agent look up like five things he knew. So anyways, he instantly goes into, you know, man, I'm just living my life. And if you don't like what, what I'm doing, I only have funny people in my life. You know, I'm best friends with, Whitney Cummings, Michelle Wolf, Ellen DeGeneres, Dave Chappelle. And then I'm like, oh my God, dude, I started getting violently angry. I almost threw my, my wife shut it off. I almost threw my clicker through the fucking TV, dude.
My clicker.
So then anyways, it keeps going. Tom and Christina, their show is like showing fucked up clips and getting the guest reactions. They're trying to get to the video, but this fucking sociopath will not stop name dropping. John Legend, whatever his fucking wife's name is. Then Tom trying to set him up, he goes, is there any famous black people you don't know? And he literally sits there and goes, no, actually, I'll tell you a story. I went to Jay-Z's recording studio once, and I was like, I got to go smoke a cigarette. I can't be in here.
So what was Tom Segura? Was he treating Neil with like Neil's a big deal?
He's from L.A. You know how he is. He's not trying to step on toes. He wasn't treating him like, he wasn't cucking it up, but he was just like kind of like, just staring at him like, come on, man, we got to like, let's say he kept trying to set him up, you know?
Yeah.
It's like when you guys have a bad guest who just doesn't get the hint.
Bob is right here.
He just keeps ranting and ranting.
Son of a bitch.
This is going to be your favorite part, though, Kev. They go, so we hear you're from a family of like 12 kids? He goes, yeah, I'm one of 10. I'm the youngest, blah, 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 blah. And they go, so what does your other family members do? How are they all doing? He's like, you know, they're all doing pretty well. But, you know, how should I put this? He didn't mention you by name. He goes, how should I put this? We all have different levels of success in our careers.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Said. Yes, he did, nigga. Oh, trigger.
I don't even know.
I swear, dude.
I mean, yeah. I don't know if he's taking a shot at me. Everybody kind of knows what he is, even because he can't help himself. So he goes on Tom Segura.
He literally can't.
He goes on Tom Segura.
I know that you guys don't have the best. I'm sorry, I'm hearing my own echo. I know you guys don't have the best relationship, and
you
exaggerate for the show because it's fucking funny, but it's not even exaggerated anymore. Like, I got as angry as you pretend to be, or when you get real spun up. I literally had to have her turn it off. Just watch it. It's a four-hour
podcast. He's so mad he has to have his wife do stuff. Can you make me a meal? I'm too angry.
I'm going to go start smoking.
Exactly. Oh, God.
I've never been that angry.
I say, Mommy, I'm finished. Grab the ashtray.
It was just him and his wife and Neil.
Yep.
And it wasn't funny. But the thing is, Neil can't help himself. So Neil thinks that everybody wants to hear his stories about how he's friends with famous people. But like, so
nobody,
it's not funny really. So it's like now it's, I don't know if it's sad, but Neil, if he knew better, Neil would be like, oh, maybe I should like cut back on this. Like Brian using the N-word. Like at some point you got to be like, maybe that's going to get some pushback on this. But because Tom Segura is a pretty big podcast, but you know, everybody out there is like, everybody wants to be famous. They want to be friends with famous people. So nobody's going to go after them. And, and even somebody told me about it. A friend of mine said, he texted me, oh, Neil was, it was really pathetic on Neil on Segura's podcast. So I said, tweet it. I said, tweet it. He goes, nah. He goes, I don't want to deal with the fucking, I go, Neil can't do anything to you because Neil don't have, can I fucking finish? Kev?
Let me finish.
Neil doesn't have any power to do anything to you. I mean, the illusion is that he does have power. He doesn't. He can't get himself a show. All he does is do these little fucking things. The only reason he's getting Netflix things. Shut the fuck up. The only reason he's getting Netflix things. The only reason he's getting Netflix things is because Robbie Prawl thinks that Chappelle will do another Chappelle show, and he wants him to do it there. So he's like, "Oh, I'll throw Neil some meat, so that you know Neil can talk Dave into doing the sequel to the Chappelle show here." But Chappelle will never do the sequel because he's a lazy. You know what? Yeah, and it's a lot of work to do a fucking TV show, and he'd rather just do stand up. So that's that. And if Neil knows if I ever see him again in person, unless it's my mom's funeral, I will fuck him up.
Dude, just knock him out, please. For me,
I'm really gonna go at him now.
America.
Like, just for the story,
seriously, Kevin.
Just for the sake of the story.
Big pay per view too.
No, it would get in the post. It would get on. Listen, motherfucker, shut up. It would get in Page Six if I choked my own brother.
Sorry.
Outside of Mike Birbiglia Theater on Bleecker Street.
Yeah, John Mulaney.
Like at this point, Neil thinks like he's untouchable, but I will literally fuck him up because I know the law. I've gotten in skirmishes, and I know that if I choke Neil and don't really hurt him, nothing's gonna happen to me. I have a phalanx of lawyers. I don't know if that's the right word.
Brother.
I have a bunch of lawyers. And then, it'll get in the fucking news, motherfucker.
I know, but that's
not. Then Neil will be like, he's jealous. I'd be like, have the picture. I'll make somebody take a picture as I'm choking him. Because he's weak as fuck. He's weak as fuck. Like, I'm telling you, if anybody sees him on the streets or whatever, just go ahead and clock him. You know what I mean?
Please do.
I don't know if I can get in trouble for that. Keith, can I get in trouble for that?
No, fuck him.
If I tell somebody to hit somebody and then...
Yeah, I'm not even going to ask Keith. You definitely can.
Yeah.
Get in trouble for that.
I tell somebody to hit somebody and then they do, it's on me?
Pretty much, yeah.
Probably.
Even if it's even if it's satirical in a podcast, even though it's not,
if you're crossing,
that'll be my alibi.
If you're
satirical.
Crossing your fingers.
Yeah.
Depends if it's a satirical punch.
Right.
Kevin, I don't think that would read well in a transcript. They wouldn't get the context.
Hey, in Radio Land, kill my brother. And now we're doing a read for Blue Chew.
Choke him to death on the street. That doesn't read well in a courtroom.
Right. Yeah, don't not
but
kill
anyways,
my...
Anyways, boys.
All right.
I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Love all you guys.
You too, brother.
Real quick, I'm a Pats fan from Boston. I live in Foxborough now. Who's winning the Super Bowl?
Who's playing?
Pats.
I think the Rams. I got the Rams because I think Donald and another, you know what, is gonna beat up Tommy a little bit, and he don't like to
those
be beat up.
Crickets, come on, man.
I'll take the action.
By the way, this is the head of the Boston.
You give me, you give me 3 points, I'll take it.
I'll give you three for a nickel. We'll do a little Audi Lang, want to bet or some
a
shit.
Nickel.
Anyways,
what's a nickel?
Real quick,
$50.
What happened? This guy said nickel. Brian.
Wait, how much is a
nickel?
Nickel
meaning $500.
No, I'm not buying five. I'll bet you $100 you give me 3 points.
All right, I'm Paul Fiorenza 2 on Twitter. I was the guy who started the beef with the hooker comedian, if you guys remember that.
Oh, also, if it's a tie, if the Patriots win by three, I win.
Yeah, there's a push. There's a push.
No push. I get the three. I get the win at three.
Fuck yourself, bud. I get a push from my book. You stop it. Love you guys.
Love you too. See you later.
I don't know if we made it better or not.
That was the head of the ACLU chapter in Boston, Southern Poverty Law Center. Always ask you.
Oh, fuck.
Moon
I didn't know I could get, so I can get in trouble for telling somebody to do something.
You're like, you're threatening them.
No, I'm not. I'm telling someone to do it.
You're threatening them by proxy.
I mean, how much time would I get?
If, at your age, any year is enough. You know what I mean?
Seriously, Garrett, I can get in trouble for that.
But think how bad Neil would look suing his brother.
No, I'm saying not suing, but they would arrest me.
Yes.
I think if Neil pressed charges against you.
Yeah, but that's, he can't press.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, go ahead. What's he going to do?
Oh, if he pressed charges, not only would it, so the guy who hit him would get more serious charges, but I also would be implicated.
Yeah.
No one will get this reference, but it'd be great if Neil came into the courtroom looking like Chevy Chase from Spies Like Us. He's got a cast on and things. Neck brace.
Oh, that's like whenever, and then I show up in a court like I pretend I'm blind, like Bill Cosby.
Yeah, exactly right.
Like Bill Cosby, he was banging all these bitches and fucking putting all these things in his drinks until he gets busted. And he's like, I can't see nothing.
I thought he was just putting Tylenols in them drinks.
It's just funny how like once people are about to go to jail, then all of a sudden they're not doing so good. Their health breaks down.
I love glaucoma, but I hate when they put onions in it. Guacamole?
Guacamole.
Yeah, why not? What are you doing? Are you going to watch the Super Bowl?
I like when they do the sizzling fajitas. Oh, yeah. Everybody in the restaurant has to stop and
had
go like,
some of those.
Oh, who's the big shot? Somebody's got money. Somebody's doing well. Oh, the sizzling fajitas.
Yeah, I was back in Houston a couple weeks ago.
And you had some sizzling
Is that the end of the story?
Had some fajitas.
Well, hopefully.
But it's not as much of a big deal because everybody's getting the fajitas.
Everything's sizzling in Houston.
Even the guy, even the fucking poor Mexican who has to bring it out, he's on fire too.
Oh yeah,
the oil burns my eyes.
They were delicious.
People always brag about how good the Mexican is down in when you ever go to like
Tex-Mex.
California or Houston or San Antonio, the Mexicans. It's like yeah, well it should be because it's 60 miles away.
But he says the Mexican food's good in California.
Yeah, they do. They do too. It's all Mexicans making it. Even the La Toya Coco.
What they in Texas they have
Pollo Loco. Pollo Loco.
What did you say?
Toya Loco. I thought you were trying to say La Toya Jackson.
Crazy. Yeah, I think that's one of the Jackson 5.
He's trying to say crazy tortilla.
Yeah, loco tortillas. No, that Mexican's good. Well, I'm an East Coast. I'm a New York guy, so I don't really know.
Yeah, yeah.
Ask Keith. Keith is here. Ask Keith.
Are we still back on this thing where you had the audience?
Back on this thing? What do you mean? It happened a minute ago.
Kill Neil.
No, I'm just saying if I can get in trouble. Keith, can I get in trouble if I say, if you
yes,
see
it? You definitely can.
Okay, can I ask a fucking former...
Is he a lawyer?
But he knows more than a lawyer. He's a cop. If I say
something...
Right. I just said if somebody sees Neil, be my guest to fuck him up. What kind of charges are brought against me if that happens?
Well, he's in California. You're here. Yeah, probably nothing.
All right.
Garrett seems to think.
Probably nothing.
Right. Let loose the dogs of war.
Look, any lawyer is going to be able to figure out and say, well, this guy did it because he was told by Kevin. You know.
And I'll just say.
But what's going to happen from California to here? Nothing.
They can't arrest me, right? I just say I was being satirical. Huh. Like an SNL sketch.
Exactly. I'll rock my brain, but. If somebody came into a precinct and told me that, I'd be like,
Well, so if somebody bashed him in the back of the head with a shovel that he bought at Home Depot, I wouldn't get in any trouble?
I'm sure they would try to sue you, Home Depot, and everybody else, but, you know.
If the person specifically
They would
did
sue
that.
Me in a civil in a case, but in a criminal case, there would be nothing.
Look, any lawyer is going to try and get whatever they can out of you, but.
Yeah, because they're Jews.
Well, that'd be like, that'd be like David Berkowitz, the Son of Sam. Didn't he say that his dog talked to him and told him to kill
people? So it's the dog's fault.
Yeah,
it's the ASPCA for not killing
people
him.
People sued Purina after
that. Yeah, sue Petland or something. Like, I bought this dog and
Neil's
told me
so
that.
Sad, and it's like, it's funny because like, I'm doing better now. So it's like, I you know, from shitting on Neil,
yeah.
I'm...
You're having a top of the ninth renaissance.
I don't know what's. I mean, I don't know how bad I'm supposed to feel. It's like, and Neil's just going around going like, "I'm doing good." Like, I know this guy and that guy, and that's like, it's almost like a girl. You know, like when I used to have like groupies that would fuck like all of Led Zeppelin and the Rolling Stones, and people would like listen to their stories. But like after a while, it's just sad. It's kind of sad because he's not really. You know what I mean?
When's the last time you actually like talked to him or saw him?
I texted him when he did
3 mics.
3 mics. I'm like, why are you stealing a Tells joke? He's like, he goes, what?
What's your response?
He goes, what? I go, you're one of your jokes in the promo. There was 2 jokes in a promo. One of them was like basically word for word a tell. So I said, I go, yeah, you stole that. That's like word for word a tell. He goes, why didn't you tell me when you saw me saw my show in New York? I go, first of all, he didn't even know. So somebody told him. So he's aware of what I'm doing. And then I go, well, you weren't doing the joke because I would have known. It's so obvious that it's a tell joke, you know. So I wouldn't have been like, is that it? Like, I just knew exactly. I would have just mentioned it right away. So he wasn't doing it then. It's my point.
When's
and then
the
another joke. Another joke was similar to a Nick DiPaolo joke, but it's an old fucking derivative joke. Neil's derivative. He's been watching comedy for so long. He's like, he thinks of it, but he just has a memory of it. You know, he's like, oh, I'll do this joke.
Like Robin Williams.
If only he would have.
When's the last
off.
Time you talked to him and not didn't accuse him of something? And we're just like talking
at my
to
wedding.
Him. Really?
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't even.
I don't know. Where's your brother?
Worry about it. Like, you know, it's just not a thing. It's like not a thing. I mean, I should feel bad. I never feel bad about it. Like, I never feel bad about our relationship because
I believe that
because he's not. He's just. He's not like a. He's not like a real dude. If he was like Joe Rogan or something, I'd be like, But Neil's just he's a fucking star fucking cuck. Like he just, his whole thing is like, I know a lot of famous people, you know? And again, like, he did a Chappelle show, but like, why hasn't he done anything since then? You know, other than these stupid fucking Netflix things. Again, like I said, Robbie Prawl is trying to like keep Neil like talking to Chappelle, because that's how he got on the fucking Emmys. They're like, can you get Chappelle? And Neil's like, yeah, but can I be on it too? So it's just like, Robbie Prawl's like, you know, Neil, maybe, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'll throw Neil something. Maybe you can talk Chappelle into doing the Chappelle show on Netflix, the new Chappelle show.
Well.
No, it's not. So I don't look at him as like, oh my God, he's such a threat. He's not a man. He's not a man. He looks sickly. He looks like a big fucking faggot, you know? And
I was just asking because he's your brother. I didn't know, you know.
I got a lot of other brothers. They're doing great. They're all doing great.
I've heard they're doing
great. Some have various levels of success.
Right ahead, please.
Yeah, but it's like, again, if he was successful like Rogan or Bill Burr, I'd be like, you know, I'm not going to fuck with that. But he's not. He's on people's coattails. Like, he's doing a fucking cooking show with John Legend. Like, John Legend's a faggot. According to my wife, he's got a big ass. She met him at a store. He's got a big faggoty ass.
Really?
Can I get sued for that, Keith? He's got a big faggoty ass, and he walks like a faggot, as Dice Clay would say.
Oh!
So she said, she goes, yeah, and that's why they can't have children regular. They got to always use test tubes and shit.
How do you know that?
Because it's in the fucking Page Six, where I'm going to be, where I fucking choke Neil right in front of the Village Underground.
You're just getting prepped for your Page
Six. They're not, I think they've always had babies like the Jimmy Fallon way, the Jimmy Faggot way, which is not a dick and a vagina to make a baby like men do.
I've heard his
opinion. Here's another thing about homosexuality.
Right ahead.
You think they're so superior because like they wear nice clothes and stuff. But if it was up to gay people, we wouldn't even be around. There's no procreation with homosexuality.
Doesn't stop them from trying.
You're right about that. So they think they're superior. They're not. But anyway, John Legend's probably gay, and he needed a beard. And then she was like, I like black, you know, and his wife is like, he makes a good living, and he's not going to cheat on her. I mean, he might fuck a dude. He might fuck Jay-Z or whatever. Paul Mooney.
I was on the phone with this girl I know. I was walking my dogs.
This weekend?
Yesterday. I was on the phone, and she was sucking a guy's dick while she's on the phone with me. They were in a hotel.
Why are you holding on that to 244? That should have been a lead story. You never work for Action News.
Hard to get in there. You know, I would have saved.
Oh, yeah, there's a dick in
there. That's gold.
She was like, oh.
What time did you get her? Early?
No, it was like 4 in the afternoon.
What a whore.
Did she call you or you call her?
I called her because we had sort of.
Why do you pick up when you're sucking a dick?
Right.
Let it go to voicemail.
Hello?
Yeah, she was, right. She had me
all echoey in her mouth because she's got a big dick and balls in there.
Yeah, it's a big Macedonian dick, too. It's the second Macedonian she's fucked in like a month. I'm like,
what? You know, Macedonia. What year is it? BC. Like,
next.
Boom, bye.
Bye, bye. Like, every guy you fuck has to share a border with Albania. But she was, she had FaceTime last week with the same guy, and I'm on FaceTime. She's waving his dick around and on the FaceTime, but I can't really see it. I'm like, I can't see his dick.
Who is this?
It's a girl I used to work at a restaurant with her. I mean, I'm not going to say her name. It doesn't matter.
Her first name.
Her first name is rhymes with Carol. So
is it Carol?
What's that? It doesn't really matter. But anyway, but she's
Carol O'Connor.
A picture of herself.
Harold.
And then right, exactly. Maybe her dick.
Carol Burnett.
Right. With that thing she used to do at the end of a show, she'd like wink at her daughter.
Yeah.
Go to bed.
Pull her ear. Isn't that?
Oh, yeah, pull her ear. Tug her ear.
It was a good show.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Well, Tim Conway.
This is Wiggins.
Tim Conway and Harvey Korman were funny.
Yeah.
Tim Conway doing that.
Harvey Korman always cracking
this
up.
This is Wiggins.
Yeah. Tim Conway would. Harvey Korman was like the original laughing at the fucking thing where you're not supposed to be laughing.
He was our radio show Sands of his generation.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah, they did that on Family Guy one time. They were on Saturday Night Live and Jimmy Fallon was laughing and. And what's his name? Family Guy. Peter walks up to him and slaps him in the face and goes, "You're no Harvey Korman. Stop laughing."
that's like a way. Rosie O'Donnell apparently used to do that every SNL sketch that she was in. She would just start laughing.
Start laughing.
Because then it just seems like you're having such a good time and you.
Lauren doesn't like that. So, right?
Well, no, it's not.
That's
it doesn't.
Pete Davidson does.
It doesn't look great, but it's like if you're known for that, then it's like it's so funny I can't not laugh.
Right.
It's just that funny.
It's just hilarious.
Like when we have that fucking little dwarf on.
Oh my God.
You couldn't stop laughing.
Can I just
try to call him?
Yeah, I'm gonna try and call him. So everybody give me a second. Hey Siri, call Mario Bosco.
Calling Mario Bosco comic.
Isn't there a Bosco chocolate?
Welcome to Zoom.
Yeah, so this chocolate drink.
ID followed by pound.
was that great movie?
I got to put in my weight?
Oh, my God. So that's what you get when you call him. You can welcome to Zoom, enter your meeting ID number. What is that? That's his cell phone number that he gave me. Maybe he didn't want me to call
maybe
him.
Maybe he didn't trust you.
Yeah, maybe he's... I just
he put it in your phone?
Yeah. Maybe he like he's like, fuck this guy.
He's not, it's like a hot chick giving you a fake number.
It's a fake number. He knows. Cause that
you're calling the IRS.
I got a haircut on yesterday, and my barber was like, or my stylist, really, Sergio from Bensonhurst. And I go, yeah, on the show last week, we had this little guy named Mario. He goes, Mario Bosco? I go, yeah.
He goes, Mario Bosco?
Yeah, he goes, from Bensonhurst. He goes, I know Mario. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Oh. But he's like a leprechaun. It's like you only see him when there's like a full moon.
Yeah.
Something or like a rainbow.
Even when I saw him at the strip, even when we did the show on Thursday, he was all wrapped in like a big scarf. And I was like, who is this? He really looks like a leprechaun. Really anyway, does. Go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
It probably wasn't a scarf. It was just a handkerchief.
All right. Nothing?
Hey, Kevin.
OVO Cool Cat.
Now everybody's changing their name on Twitter to OVO.
No, it's funny, actually.
OVO Artie Klein. What does OVO stand for?
It's a movement, Kevin. Oh, it's kind of a long story, but it was like a troll on this one guy. He was going to have like a big event for himself, and he was going to have Drake play, and his name was FoosyTube. And what happened was he lied to like a bunch of people. Like he rented out this big auditorium in L.A. and told them that Drake was going to show up. And then basically what happened was they shut down the auditorium. And said that there was a bomb threat, but really he staged the bomb threat because Drake didn't show up.
Oh, no.
He should have done that with the Fire Festival.
I was going to say something like that.
There's a bomb.
I'm waking up Bahamas.
There's a backpack here. We don't know whose it is. Everybody get out of here.
Your luxury villas have blown up.
But Kevin, basically what happened was the guy said that he met Drake, but all that happened was he met someone named he met someone that that said they were connected to Drake. But
I had
really
a Drake
weren't.
Devil dog. Does that get me in?
Drake coffee cake.
Bear yeah. Drake.
And he said he knew they were connected to Drake because his
we're on
name
delay
because
he's in New Mexico.
Yeah. So say it again, please, Ovio.
No, the guy that that said that he met someone that was connected to Drake.
Right.
It turned out the guy wasn't connected to Drake. It was just some guy that had, like,
connections.
The first name of, like, his, his little catchphrase, which is OVO, which means October's very own.
October's very own? What else?
Very own.
What does that mean, own?
October's very own, like, you know, like Albuquerque's finest, or like, you know.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, I see. Well,
yeah, so that's basically
glad we got
what
to the bottom
means.
Of that.
Man, I'm ready. I'm going to go off into the light now. It was a good run. What do you got for us? What's going on?
Good thing we cleared the air on that one.
Right.
Oh, no. So I just wanted to add on some stuff about Neil Brennan on Your Mom's House.
Oh, good.
Oh, my mom's. I just kept
saying. Yeah. Oh, my God. Dude, I did not know this, but he wrote on that horrible fucking show that came on, like, many, many years ago. It was called All That.
Yeah, that was his first credit. Like
Nickelodeon?
Yeah, with the two
so
young
gay.
Black kids.
Burger.
Yeah. Huh? It's what?
That's so gay.
It don't matter. It don't matter. Listen, listen. Listen, like I said, if Neil was like a real dude, I'd be like, oh, shit. But it's like he's not. So he's trying desperately to get his own show. He's done pilots and stuff. They can't do anything with him because he looks like a sick bird. So when they test him, people are like, if they don't know who he is, they're like, ew, he's not appealing. He's not particularly like exuberant. He doesn't what's the word? Exude anything?
Exude, yeah.
He doesn't like exude anything where you're like, he's not like a sexual guy. He's not like a fucking, who's that guy who was just at the Sebastian? Like that Sebastian guy's like, people are like, oh, he's cool. Like dudes like wanna, it's like the thing, like dudes wanna be you and girls wanna fuck you. Neil's the opposite. Whatever that means,
like really
girls want to, lesbians want to fuck him, and guys think he's pathetic. You know, so it's like I'm sure he doesn't test well when he did a pilot for Fox, and they're probably like, we can't do nothing with him. So he's just like a dude at a party. Like any Hollywood party is filled with a bunch of Neils, just like, huh? Because if you're famous, somebody's got to talk to you. and it's a lot. It's usually you're the only famous guy there. Maybe there's two other, but they're not. You know what I mean? So every party needs everything needs extras in show business. Neil's an extra. He's well paid, yeah. But he's an extra.
He's a background artist.
Yes, he's just there. He's just there. Like, does John Legend need him? No. Does Dave Chappelle just need him to do the shit that black people don't like to do? Edit, show up on time.
Right. There we go.
Order food.
Right.
Ooh.
Used to treat Neil like shit for years just because it was like Neil would put up with it. Neil's just a fucking cuck. He's like an abused fucking, but he's like, I don't know. It's a paying off. So, and he's going to use that till on his deathbed. I'll be like, I did a Chappelle show. And by that time, nobody will give a shit. It's like when fucking Bob Hope died, people were like, oh, Bob Hope died. Because everybody who's like, he's so old, nobody even gives a fuck anymore. It's like when fucking right. Remember that guy?
Yeah. The other guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Michael Landon. He's like, I was on highway to heaven.
No, you live too long, yep. And then everybody, all your peers are dead, and everybody remembers you. It's like, he's famous, but who gives a shit?
Or Carol Channing.
That's what I mean. Carol Channing died.
He was huge.
People are like, yeah, she used to be huge.
Yeah, Zsa Zsa Gabor was just like a head in a box at the end there.
That's just the way it is. But Ovia, thank you very much. And thank you. You're a top New Mexico correspondent.
Yep, that's right. Go Rams.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Go Rams.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, sweetheart. Yeah, I don't even know. Where are you going to watch the big game? Did they trade Marks?
Probably at your mom's house.
No kidding.
Every time I say, I saw Neil. Yeah,
you can't. Talk about beating the spread.
I said, Neil at your mom's house. Neil's like
what
my
mom. Is that your mom's house, by the way?
No, it's Tom Segura's podcast. It's the name of it. Gotcha. But anyway, it's funny because Neil's like such a fucking, him and my mom are a lot alike. And Neil is like, and she's the young, he's the youngest. So of course she's got like, so he's always like, he's just such a fucking mama's boy, you know? So whenever he says, I saw Neil at your mom's house, I just picture him and my mom at my mom's house doing a podcast. And he's like telling my mom all these people that he knows. And my mom's like, because my mom's a star fucker too. My mom's a total fucking star fucking cunt, if you want to know the truth. Right. Can I get in trouble for that, Keith, if I call my mom a star fucking cunt? My mom used to send me.
Call his mom up.
My mom used to send me shit when Ray Romano. Ray Romano got his sitcom in 1996. My mom met Ray, or she talked to Ray on the phone one time because Ray had to call my mom because they thought I was in the hospital. Long story. Anyway, so my mom kind of knew Ray a little bit. Ooh. So she would send me all these fucking clips from the Philadelphia Inquirer, Ray Romano stuff. I go, it's not me.
Right. What do you care?
But she was like, oh, but you know him and I kind of know him. So isn't that amazing? It's like, yeah, okay, but I don't need to read these fucking clips. You fucking star fucking cunt.
Yeah.
What a fucking.
Love your mom.
Love your mom.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Oh, that's right. 87 years young, right?
87. She is old.
Yeah, is your mom 87?
Looks good. 85.
I was in Houston last week because my grandmother turned 100.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
Because she's on a different diet than you.
January 16th.
Talk about beating the spread.
No, she's on Dunkin' Donuts and...
She does? No. Was she?
She still has her... No, she's all there, has her health.
Has her faculties?
She broke her... I took her to IHOP. Like, we used to... When I lived in Houston, every Tuesday, if I was in town, I would take her out to lunch.
And who would you take on Wednesday?
We used to go to IHOP. Myself.
Eddie, because you go every day.
Myself.
take her to IHOP.
Take her to IHOP, and one time she fell and broke her leg.
Ah!
3 years ago.
Did you sue IHOP? You put him out of business?
She didn't. I mean, I think she probably could have, but she's fine now. She doesn't. She has a cane that she uses every once in a while, but...
Think all that
when she goes to IHOP or any pancake, because it's slippery there.
It wouldn't be slippery because you get stuck to the floor with all that syrup.
Oh, right, like in a cartoon?
Well, it's carpeted, but like where they like have the they have a little like coffee station.
Oh, right. Don't get me started with those coffee stations. Oh. They're so... But you have those little yellow things out, those stands.
She wouldn't let me take her to IHOP anymore, so then we had to go to Denny's.
Wet area? Remember I took you to Denny's one time?
Yeah.
You're going to give me a ride?
I put salt on the chips?
No, you're going to give me a ride to the airport. So I goes, can you take me out to Denny's first? I go, I guess I can.
Be funny.
Pick me up in a purple pickup truck, like a gay prince.
Hey.
A gayer prince.
It was a demo model. I got a good deal on it.
I hope you did. A purple little pickup truck. Like,
I called her Purple Heat.
Well.
Those are the days.
Call my fucking cock.
Purple veiny.
That's kind of the joke.
Did your mother live on herself by herself? I mean, grandmother live by herself? Or
yeah, she lives like in a, it's like an old person apartment complex.
Okay.
So like, but where she lives, everybody's supposed to, they have to be able to take care of themselves.
Okay.
So she has her own apartment, but it all, you know, it comes with like three meals a day.
She's 100? She's yeah, like doing
January 16th, she turned 100.
She's not running out of money?
She gets like her social security and
that's why
Grandpa's.
Social security's going broke because these motherfuckers won't die like they used to.
Well, but my dad and his two sisters, they like pitch in to pay her rent every month.
And also, there's a thing with these places. I don't know about your place in particular, but like with my grandmother dying, she's like 97. What you do is you sign over your social security to like the establishment. And then they just take the money. They just take it. And so they just take it. So, like, you don't really have any. You don't get it anymore, but you sort of sign away. Do I have that right, Nick? Neil? Nick?
Mark.
Mark, sorry.
I don't know if that's how my Nana is doing it, but.
That's right.
Because it doesn't pay all of her rent.
That's like, not how Nana does it?
No.
Go ahead, caller.
OVO, big boy.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, you know that guy you said you called Mark or whatever and you got that Zoom number?
Yeah.
I use that for work. That's for, like, conference calls for, like, salespeople with their clients. So you're calling the wrong number or he doesn't have a real phone number that he wants to give out.
It could be a combination of those two.
I'll ask Carrie.
Makes him seem bigger if it's, like, a conference call.
Yeah, I'll ask him. I'll ask Carrie Caraba. She has his real number.
I imagine he's
got
a phone.
Ask him for his conference number so okay. That he could then do a live meeting with you and share a screen.
Oh, God. It's really funny because I imagine he has a phone that, like, runs on gumdrops. You know, like, it's just kind of a little candy. Hello. Like,
no, you know,
it's a rainbow out. I've got four bars.
when you left the other day on Thursday, he goes, oh, let me see who called. His sister called, right? So then he calls back his sister and he has it on speakerphone. So they start talking on speakerphone and she's like, why? What did you say to that doctor? He goes, I told that doctor to suck my fucking dick, blah, blah, blah. He goes off speakerphone. So I'm like, he's not even, because remember he kept threatening to fuck people up and I thought he was going to hit you. I thought he was going to bitch slap you.
Me too.
So then he gets in a fucking, he only has one sister and he's like screaming at her on the phone. And I just left because it was awkward. But I'm like, this guy's really fucking living it. He's not an act. He's screaming at his sister about how this doctor fucked up something and now he's going to fuck up the doctor. Could you imagine this guy walks up, oh, Mario Bosco's going to come over and fuck us up. Then this guy shows up. You're like, where's your dad?
Did you ever see any stand up?
I see it on YouTube.
You play a little bit of it for Bob?
No, I don't even know. I don't know.
For a minute.
All right, if you guys
I don't know who this guy is.
You got to see what he looks like.
His stand-up is not very good on YouTube.
No, it's not very good. Garrett, can you please pull up Mario Bosco's stand-up?
I don't have the time.
Hey, while he's pulling that up, Brian.
Yo.
Did your wife give you the okay for tracing your penis for the fans?
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter. No, it's a conversation I'm willing to have with her, though. I think she might be into it. I'm trying to get the... We're kind of going through a little bit of a patch right now, so I want to, like...
Bill?
No, not really. Nothing like, horrible, but, like,
A little bit of she's dry patch?
When you sell 10 to 20 penis tracings, and then you buy her something from Tiffany's with that...
You know what? You're absolutely right. I'll be like, honey, when that penis tracing T-shirts, when I start selling those things, like, hotcakes...
You're gonna trace your penis?
Yeah, because
sell it as a T-shirt.
Yeah, I want to see how big it is, kind of once and for all.
How big the dick is, or how big it'll sell?
No, the penis. How big my penis is, and then I will put the tracing on a T-shirt.
So it'll just be like on the pocket on the T-shirt.
Yeah, pocket T-shirt. What are you, an air conditioner repairman? Hey, you peep at Pall Malls up there? Anybody in the studio or no? Everyone's gone.
They're not gone. They're right there.
Are you listening to me or no?
Party Line Podcast.
The guys at work here left.
Put those hands back together for Mario Bosco. Mario Bosco!
Perfect size for some reason. What's up, guys? How we doing?
Wow.
I don't know why comedy clubs have these fucking blind lights over here, man. Are they trying to tell us something? Well, I gotta tell you. Okay, before I begin, I have to get something.
It was like Scott Baio in that mob movie when he was a little kid.
Tonight on my way here, I saw something that blew my mind. Just when I thought I've seen it all. And I'm from Brooklyn! Okay?
How old is she?
It's a he.
Oh, how old is he?
Sucking away on his baby's bottom. Enjoying the juice of an apple. Now listen to this part. Then when he was down, finally when he was down to the last
it's a good
truck,
setup.
And this kid is screaming his lungs out, he looks at me like, yo, what should I do?
This is Neil?
Shut up!
I said, oh, pee in the bottle, It's a kid. What does he know?
All right. Thank you, Gary.
It's a kid.
I mean,
did he get past the cellar?
Radio Gold. I mean, he's just.
I always like how he's like always like. I told this guy.
How old is he?
I know.
He's 46.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like, it's a 46-year-old man.
I'm so.
Is that like that Gary Coleman disease?
No, he has his mother. He said his mother swallowed an aspirin and it went right down her throat into his throat.
Like one of those.
And burned his pituitary gland.
One of those things where it's like a.
It was forming.
It burned his pituitary gland, so he has no pituitary. But that sounds like something. It sounds like they told him that happened. Like it's got to be. There's no way a pill. Your throats don't line up in your body. Like it doesn't make any sense. But you think I'm so little? I want to play cruise ships, but I can't play rowboats.
An ass.
I want to write for him.
Doctor Steve. Yeah, you should write for him.
What's the diagnosis?
But the funny part is he doesn't.
No, just tell him an aspirin hit his pituitary gland. What?
We should get Dr. Steve on, but he don't even say he's little. He doesn't say if he's a man. I don't know if he addresses it later, but he doesn't say if he's a woman or a man or he's.
You
like,
gotta address the tiny mouse in the room.
Yeah, so you think he's a little boy,
but his face is like all kind of older looking.
So I don't know. He looks like a nun. That like is like a nun's been teaching Catholic school for a long time.
Yeah.
You just like, oh, that's Sister Mary Elizabeth.
Never married.
And you never married.
Mother died in a fire.
Never found the man for her.
No, never.
She's so in love with Jesus.
In the arms of the Lord now.
But then you just go, okay, well, she's a nun and nobody questions.
How'd you
anything.
Find out about him?
Through my Carrie Carabas, one of my scouts, one of my talent scouts.
Up and coming young comic.
Anyway.
All right.
You almost got in a fight with him?
No, not really.
Oh, he kept losing his temper. Then I thought he was always like, oh, my.
And he has these really long, delicate fingers. Like, he's got these long fingers that are kind of disproportionate to his body.
So I thought he's going to slap Brian because Brian really can't see it coming, you know? So it'd be hilarious.
And he was saying all this Brooklyn stuff, and I know his neighborhood, so we're kind of having a little bit of a Brooklyn kind of back and forth thing. And
so I'm going to get him on here because visually it'd be funny because he's little, you know? And then also, but then I want to get.
That's like the opposite of me.
Right. And I don't want him to get too, I don't want to rely on him like a junkie. You know what I mean?
No. Just once. He's good.
No, then he'll be like, you want me to come in again?
You're going to pay for my.
Hey, Kevin.
What?
Mike Bocchetti has more Twitter followers than you. I felt like that was not a good thing.
Yeah, Kevin, wake up and smell a cappuccino.
Who's that? Ross or Bocchetti?
I don't know. That was kind of messed
Bocchetti.
Up.
But he's got 15,600 followers. I think you're at 13.6.
Is he?
Maybe
is,
you could get him to retweet you.
Is he verified?
Yeah, did you stick a knife in his back?
No, he's not verified.
That's
but he
too
had some
bad.
Good videos last week.
Yeah, he was on fire. He's doing the opposite of Gary Goldman.
Looks like
Goldman's
he had plastic
giving,
wrap over his phone.
Gary Goldman. Yeah, it's not good. Gary Goldman's giving writing tips.
Oh, really?
And Mike Bocchetti's giving, don't trust anybody. I like to know who Mike
this is.
This
is a plastic knife.
Stabbing
Mike. Stabbed me in the back.
Stabbing Mike Bocchetti.
Wake up and smell the cappuccino.
People are meeting executives go, do not hire Mike Bocchetti. I will fucking fire you. Like, I don't know who's,
he's
I don't
got
know
nice
who's talking
hair.
Shit about Mike Bocchetti. But I want Mike Bocchetti and Mario to be on a show together because they both live with their mom.
We could, you could call it in your mom's house.
I'm hanging up, Kevin. Thanks for the
see you later, buddy. Take it easy, Obo. Big
bye-bye.
Boy.
Guys, goes he's hanging up like he's a threat. I'm hanging up. You guys don't pay enough. I thought he was gone 10 minutes ago.
I didn't know he was there in the first place.
I'm hanging up.
I've had enough of this.
Oh, fuck. Your mom's house. That is a good name. Uh-huh. I never watch. I can't watch it. Like, whenever I try to watch a podcast, there was a clip with Pete Holmes, and oh, God, it's so sad.
Yeah, I tried to watch an episode of Crashing last night, and I couldn't.
No, it's so hacky, and then it's like then Elon Gold was in it, so he tweeted like it's such an authentic original, and then you watch the clip, it's so generic, it's so fake, there's nothing organic about it. It's just like, oh, I'm gonna do a thing at a synagogue, and then he's gonna say somebody died, then this guy's got to go up and
he didn't get past the cellar,
huh?
The show.
He didn't?
Yeah, the first episode of the season, he auditions. So he auditions.
It's just so stupid. Then he meets John Mulaney. He's like, John Mulaney? John Mulaney's like, who are you? Like, John Mulaney's like fucking like Bob Hope or Liza Minnelli. Like, who gives a fuck that John Mulaney
wears
doesn't
a suit?
Who are you?
Who cares?
What's your name?
Who gives a fuck? But John Mulaney, they're at the same level, really. So who gives a fuck? So we got to pretend that John Mulaney doesn't know he is? Like, that's some big insult? Get a real fucking know. Star.
I don't know who you are.
I don't know who you are.
I'd like to do a joke as Lazzarelli.
Yeah, what's that guy's name?
Go anywhere.
Kyle Dunnigan. Can you go to my Twitter? Kyle Dunnigan does funny thing playing Seinfeld and John Mulaney.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's really fucking funny. I don't know if we have time for it. We probably don't.
While we're waiting.
We have time for your story while we're
waiting.
Okay.
There's an old man standing on a corner in the rain, and a hooker comes up to him and says, "Would you like some soup or sex?" He goes, "I'll just take the soup."
Who's that, Liza Minnelli?
Yes.
I thought that was Mike Pacetti.
No. You got to get Mike Pacetti.
Father's a homosexual.
And then he stabbed me in the back with a knife.
So great.
Pulled it out of my back.
Wait, her father was a homosexual, and she married a homosexual.
Oh, it's a circle in a square. I did coke with Liza Minnelli.
How about her husband?
No.
Yeah,
David Guest.
Off his cock.
No, right?
No, her dad's a homosexual, and you married a homosexual.
Her boyfriend.
That's why you do what you learn. That's why I'm disrespectful to my wife. I never hit her.
Yeah.
I'm disrespectful because that's how my dad be.
She had a boyfriend, Billy Stritch, who tried to suck my dick in Atlantic City. After 20 minutes, I'm like, get off this thing.
It's not working.
Well,
is it a jitney?
Which time can the guy come?
Could you get just off trace this thing? It?
The ride's over. You find it, Garrett?
It's comedians in cars doing karaoke.
Hey, John Mulaney, you want to do some karaoke?
No. So I open the door, see, and there's a man hiding in my closet. You know, like a murderer from the future.
Why do they call it the future? They should just wait a little bit and call it the past. I notice things.
I'm bored.
Let's sing some karaoke.
Well, this song makes no sense.
Just sing it.
No.
Come on, sing it!
I won't.
Sing the fucking song, John!
Oh, Jerry.
Oh, Jerry, look out for that wino-eating pez.
Oh, not again! Oh, God, I hit repeat. It's not gonna stop.
I have no arms.
That's great.
Excellent production value. Does he play both parts?
That's an app.
It's an app?
Yeah.
And then you pretend you're the guy?
It's like your face, yeah.
Oh, it do?
I think he like...
Christ.
Yes, it do.
That's amazing.
That's a world we're living in, man.
Kardashians. He does a ton of Kardashians. Awesome.
Well, it seems like it's hard to do, but...
Kardashian stuff also.
Who does?
Called Dunnigan.
Oh.
What are you saying, called Dunnigan?
That app, like, gives you famous people. You put
you can put their faces.
Can they get you Neil?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
What's his beard?
He really asked Neil.
Kind of see through.
Is there any black guys you don't know? And he was stumped.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Patrick Johnson, I never met. That's him at a party once.
Johnson.
I'm at a bathhouse.
It'd be funny if Neil died of AIDS.
Hilarious. Would you go to the funeral?
Of course I would.
Yeah.
I'd have Klieg lights and everything at the fucking Neil's AIDS funeral.
You're you're reading a Hustler during the service.
I'd come in like Evel Knievel with a jetpack.
Giant dick.
I'd have a plain fucking, I knew he was gay with skywriting.
Yeah, exactly. I told you all.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was IV drug
vegans,
use.
Huh?
It was IV drug use.
Yeah, wait, is that his name? IV drug use?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. It's like those hilarious tombstones. They always say, like, I told you I was sick.
Go ahead. I was reading the board.
Okay.
Barry Ribs question. Barry Ribs question. Go ahead.
Yo.
Hey, what up, Bulls?
What's
hey,
up?
Brian, you're bombing today, dude. You're not how many drinks have you had?
Yeah, I only had two. I know. I feel like I am a little off my game today. I don't really know why. I don't know. I feel
I've noticed.
Sorry.
I mean, normally you're killing it, but today is.
I know.
Different.
It's not. Listen, they're not all home runs. I'm sorry. You're absolutely
Monday's
right.
Monday's hard anyway because we haven't done a show since Thursday, so Monday's a little rough.
Yeah, it should be better. I don't know.
Work today too.
It's all right. I'm picking up the slack.
Yeah, Bob's picking up the slack.
I give Bob some space.
Is that Bickerstaff in there?
You know it, brother.
I've just been listening. Oh, motherfucker, you're from Houston?
Yeah.
I live in Stafford.
Oh, okay. I was just there last week. I did a show at the Secret Group.
Hey.
And
fuck yeah.
The Rec Room.
No way.
Hey,
what a small world.
How hard is it to get on in the Houston Improv?
I just walk right in.
You mean as a comic?
Yes. I'm trying to get into it.
You got to go to the open. They do an open mic on Tuesdays.
Every Tuesday?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday?
Yeah.
Wow, that's nice. Yeah. Every Tuesday you can go up?
Every Tuesday.
That's amazing.
It's an improv. They have an open
There's mic. A regular audience?
Oh. Not really.
Oh, it still varies. Good.
Yeah.
Is it a good club?
Oh, that's good. So, yeah. If I bomb, nobody will know me.
Improv's a good club.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's how it starts, man.
Are there other clubs in Houston you can do open mics?
Yeah. Are you being a dick?
No, it's really nice that you can do open mics. Because I go to comic clubs, they go, you guys open mic? They go, no. Or they do it once a month.
Yeah, the improv has one. Yeah, Secret Group has a bunch of open mics. Rudyard's has one on Monday nights.
Hmm.
You have to email in.
Brenna doesn't know how the bigger cities work like that. I mean, it takes a lot to. I mean, it takes me 45 minutes just to drive to the fucking improv.
Bob, bigger cities.
Yeah, Houston is really spread out. Good strip clubs, I've heard, right? You ever go?
They kind of suck because you can't really drink in them.
What?
And they're really strict, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And all the girls have fake tits.
No. Right.
It's where they invented the fake boob.
Up in East Texas, we got a club, Club 155 strip club. And, it takes 7 strippers just to put a full set of teeth together.
Hot.
And
no problem.
But they will, it's all bone, dude.
Can you get cocaine in Houston?
Oh, goddamn right I can.
Oh, nice. Show
fucking dude, we're right over the border, man.
Right. Live show in Houston in 2 months.
So at this place where the women, the strippers don't have teeth, they'll suck your dick, though, right?
Oh, yeah. You get a nice gum job, be going to town.
No problem. Mm-hmm. And don't wear a condom. It makes it.
I said booger sugar the other night on stage, and I was so sure I said a bad word.
I'm
like, booger sugar? Isn't that a. It's so close to bad words.
It sounds bad.
Yeah, it sounds bad.
Brian P. McCarthy, you had an interview show.
That's right.
All right, we'll see you in Houston when we go down there.
Yeah, sorry I suck.
All right, I can't wait to see you guys. I'll be in front row.
Thank you, buddy. Okay, good luck with the open mics. All right.
You guys going to Houston?
No. Never.
You should go on Tuesday. We'll go to the open mic.
I've just the thought of going to these cities where you're like, ugh. And then people are like, what? Where's your guitar? What kind of comic are you? You talk about stuff?
Make jokes about Hillary.
What's going on?
Yeah, exactly.
You got a gun?
Yeah.
Where's your 450 1x4?
You're confusing Houston for Dallas.
No, it's all the same. Ew. It's all the same. It's a bunch of white people, racist white people, and then the rest are Mexicans.
My cousin moved to Dallas, and he's like, I have a ranch. I'm like, how big's your ranch? He goes, 10 acres. I'm like, that's not a fucking ranch. It's a yard. It's not a ranch. It's obnoxious. It's like,
I have a ranch-style house.
It's pretty big.
Yeah, but it's not a ranch. What's that ranch?
I gotcha.
Diamond ranch. And
What do you eat with, speaking of ranch, you like ranch or blue cheese with your chicken wings?
Blue cheese.
Always blue cheese?
First choice. Yeah.
I'm going to go blue cheese, too.
Sir, out of it.
Gary, what do you do? Ranch or blue cheese?
Blue cheese, yeah.
Yeah, because my kids like a ranch. I think it's good either way. Blue cheese is, I guess, more adult because kids don't like blue cheese. When I put it on my dick, they run away.
You know what they have tonight? You ever been to Brother Jimmy's Barbecue?
Oh, sure. Right on about 31st.
Tonight, after 5, $30, all you can eat chicken wings and rib tips. And free beer.
Really?
No, not free beer.
Yes.
Where is it?
It's right around here.
Yeah, there's one down on 30th
Madison
Street,
Square Garden.
A chain?
No, there's a couple.
There's two or three of them in New York.
It must be crawling.
It's right by,
you know what?
You can't do it. You can't, although like if there's something at Madison Square Garden, you can't do it 2 hours before. Like if there's a basketball game at 7.
They just don't have it then probably, right?
Well, they just start it. It doesn't start at 5. It starts at like 7 because they don't want, because
they don't want
event.
The pre.
When I first moved here, I went there. It was 30, it's $30.
So it's all over the country they have this?
No, they only have two. They only have like two stores in New York.
There's one on 9th Avenue and there's one down here on 8th Avenue.
Oh, there used to be one on 2nd Avenue I used to go to.
Chicken wings, rib tips, and Coors Light or Miller Lite.
Wasn't it owned?
For like 2 hours.
Wasn't it owned by
the money's worth.
The kid from NSYNC? Did they open it? I thought
I think he had the other place. He had another place.
Yeah, and that place closed.
They all closed.
I'm assuming he's not Brother Jim.
Sarah Silverman's show got canceled. I just read that somewhere.
Netflix
got canceled a while ago.
Yeah. Hulu?
Yeah, Hulu. You know, you're doing bad if your Hulu show gets canceled.
What's a good show on Hulu? Future Man.
Ooh.
Heard of that?
Oh.
I think I've seen something on Twitter.
It's pretty funny. Seth Rogen created it.
Oh.
I'm a fan.
It's pretty funny. No, it's dirty. They show dick.
Oh,
I don't know.
Now I'm listening. There's $20, all the dick you can watch.
And free Coors Light.
Free Coors Light. The gays.
Free?
No.
You got to pay?
I got it for like $5 a month. It's like $10, but I saw some coupon.
Somebody?
No, I just saw
what,
like
a coupon?
Yeah.
Coupon.
Oh, that's a funny word, a Groupon, because it's you save money.
It's kind of like Groupon.
Right.
Yeah.
The guy got in a moon cricket today. Good for him.
Huh?
Remember the guy said moon cricket, that guy from Boston?
What's a moon cricket?
It's like a derogatory term for a black person.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's like a really obscure, it's a real, like, Boston.
A moon cricket?
Yeah, he said moon, yeah. I don't know why it is. Like, I don't know.
I'm starting to get a lot of Nick DiPaolo jokes in my head. Oh, those moon crickets with the fucking.
Yeah, I'm learning a lot of stuff today.
I've never heard the term moon cricket.
Again, I think it's pretty regional. I think
it's an urban dictionary kind of a thing.
I know. I mean, do we talk here?
Neil, I'm going to text Neil.
Boston Dictionary.
Neil, what's a moon cricket?
What's a moon cricket, please?
I know him.
Probably had me blocked on fucking Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club has me blocked on Twitter. I haven't worked there. They banned me 10, 15 years ago.
What'd you do?
2004, they banned me. And somebody was talking about them, so I went on their Twitter. They had me blocked. Like, it's not enough to ban me. Now you have to have me blocked.
What'd you do to get banned?
Nothing. I just told a guy he's a fucking fat fuck and his Vinny? Loser brother. Yeah. Because they wanted it. It's a long story.
That'll probably get you banned.
Huh?
That'll probably get you banned.
I don't give a fuck.
No, you don't.
I don't need to work there. Uncle Vinny's? It's in Point Pleasant? Pays nothing. It's like, who gives a shit? I don't need to fucking take the... It's not even close. You think it's close, but unless you have a boat, because you got to take that fucking... You got to go around and then down the Garden State Park.
Rowing down the...
No, yeah, if it's the bird flies, it's not far from where I live. If I had a boat, speed boat, I'd get there fucking dock my boat.
Throw me a line.
Well, work harder.
I said to my wife this week, you mind if I dock my boat?
Speaking of a whore, hey. I mean ahoy.
Oh, now you're coming back.
Let the night.
You're gonna have to call back and be like, "Hey,
my boat. Wow, this is a dry riverbed.
Hey, right? Let's check out your poop deck."
God, guy's gonna have to call back and apologize. Exactly.
You know what, Brian?
Slamming you.
I gotta be honest with you. This show's going nowhere. Now, I had my 9-year-old all morning because she's home with sick. She has strep throat, and it's like
everyone in my kids' class has strep throat.
Yeah, it's like an epidemic.
Been fighting it.
Yeah. But it's like a 9-year-old's exhausting. All she just asks me questions. She's like, what's this?
Well, your kids have strep throat?
Where's she now? No, they didn't get it. They didn't get it. Not for strep throat. I like how it's funny to you because you don't have any kids. People who don't have kids are always like, hey, get back.
Any of your roommates have strep throat?
Wait, who's watching?
I only have
your
one
kid?
Roommate now.
Oh, no kidding. You moved?
Oh, he's doing great.
Oh, yeah. I moved to Astoria.
Oh, good.
He's got
good
a story
you.
About it.
A friend of mine built me a room in his living room.
Who's watching your kid?
My wife came home. We're doing half a day. So she came home at 1 o'clock.
It's such a pain when they're sick, right?
It's horrible.
If you're a single mom, I don't know what the fuck you do. If your kids get sick,
you should have thought that before you fucking open your fucking legs.
Some black dude.
Come in your fucking anyway. Pussy.
So,
so they like to sing at night.
Oh.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, well.
Moon crickets?
You try it out when you get on the elevator. Excuse me, Mr. Moon Cricket. Would you hit 9? I'd be like, what are you even talking
you
about?
You like to sing at night, I heard.
Is that like the original name of the Four Tops?
Moon Crickets, yeah, exactly.
Saying no, because that's what they were known for. Sammy Davis, they like to sing at night. Sammy right. Davis Jr.
Is your grandmother racist?
No.
She's 100?
Wait, so tell them about how the guy built a room for you.
Yeah, my buddy, Paul, my friend Paul, he broke up with his girlfriend. She moved out. He has a nice-sized one-bedroom apartment. And he
in
built
Astoria?
Wall, yeah, built me
what
a...
stop?
Steinway.
Oh, all the way out.
It's not that far.
Alexander,
I was up in Ditmars before.
Alexander,
that was way up there.
Sounds like you're pretty keyed up.
Steinway. Oh, it's a nice... he's a
Steinway piano.
My buddy's a carpenter, so he actually knows how to do it. He built a wall.
Okay.
It's got a door on it and everything, and I have my own
room.
He
must be a fan of Trump. He was always building walls.
That's right. Always got Mexican. It
doesn't go all the way up to the ceiling, though, for airflow.
Oh, damn. They're going to climb right over.
It's illegal, though.
But it's nice.
He built a wall. He built a wall in the living room for you?
Take it down. Yeah.
And he can take it down because he's not going
to
be there forever,
is he? Yeah. I mean, I'm there. I'm be there for his lease is up in 8 months.
And then he'll get somebody else in there. He built the wall just for you?
Yeah.
Probably wants to fuck you.
I picture
if you were not such a
I'm on the other side
hog,
of the wall.
I would think he's trying to fuck you.
I picture Bob like at the end of The Incredible Hulk, like walking down the street with his wall. He's got his wall and he's like, I brought my own wall. I have wall, we'll travel.
It's nice. I have my own room.
No, I'm sure it's great. It's nice.
I have my own room.
I've been here since June and I've lived in 7 different places.
You're kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
That's like every month you have to move. So how long? That's 7 months.
I stayed at his place for a week. Then I was in a place in Jamaica.
Yeah, man.
Jamaica, Queens for a month.
Thank you.
Then I was in...
the commute is driving me crazy.
Astoria, Ditmars. Then I was in Ridgewood. Then I was in Bushwick. Now I'm in... So I guess that's 5 different places.
Well, that's a lot. June. That's a lot of moving. Do you have a lot of stuff?
No, no, no. I mean, it's
just the wall and the
wall of futon.
I've accumulated more stuff, but it's mostly just clothes.
It's suitcase plays the Odd Couple song.
So do you guys hang out? You guys are friends? Are you guys?
Yeah, he's a buddy of mine from Houston. I've known him for like 10 years.
He's not a stand-up.
He's a comic. Yeah, he's a comic too.
Oh, he is. And you say
he's Paul
Odo.
He won the Boston Comedy Festival like 5 years ago.
Oh, who gives a shit? But you say he gets a lot of pussy. He's fucking a lot of bitches.
He's a good-looking guy. Yeah, he
compared to you, we're
works
just
at a college bar.
Good-looking. What college bar?
Off the Wagon.
It's not a college bar. It's right on fucking. It's a Greenwich Village bar.
Yeah, it's a cheap.
It's a cheap college bar.
Yeah.
And all the NYU kids come there.
Yeah, it's packed with. It's I don't. I just
it's not a college bar. It's just to, it's a
close
bar.
Close to NYU, and there's colleges to go there because
there's
cheap.
A lot of bars there. But
they own like that the company.
I've been
like
around so long. I remember when that place didn't even exist.
I'm sure you do.
It's a potato field.
Tumbleweed.
Right. Have you had any feedback on it?
It was called On the Wagon when Kevin first.
That's right.
Oh my God.
Around. It's only 12 steps from there to the cellar.
Oh God, you guys are on fire.
They have a bar around the corner called 13th Step.
They sure do. I know.
It's owned by the same company. Yeah. They own like nine.
I didn't know about that.
Like
where is it?
It's right next to the Fat Black.
It is. 13th
between
Step.
The McDonald's.
Yep.
No, that's not 13th Step. It's called.
Oh, no, that's called.
Poorhouse or some shit.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
They own that?
They own another one called 13th Step.
Oh.
Jason
Cantor. Do they
Jason
own the one
works.
Between McDonald's
Yeah. That's
and
one
the
of them.
Black?
That's one of them, too.
Wow.
I used to host I had a karaoke company, and I used to do all their karaoke events.
Oh, okay.
A karaoke company?
Yeah, man.
I didn't know you were Asian.
Hello. This next one is coming up. He's a real funny guy. He's a good singer. Okay. Yeah, and all the comics would come in. You know, Jay Oakerson now used to, then he started hosting as a Fat Black. Oh, look at all this name dropping.
Wait, where was it?
Mine was on that bar on the Upper East Side, and I would.
What have to do with the Fat Black and Jay Oakerson?
Jay Oakerson used to host karaoke at Fat Black Pussycat.
Oh yeah, I know somebody who used to do it. Yeah.
He
would host it because he liked doing it. He liked karaoke.
He likes to sing.
He just wanted somebody funny.
He would just they would keep looking, but they would. just kidding, Jay's great. He's no Chris.
Love Jay. Reagan,
you know,
no Neil Brennan.
No Neil Brennan.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. So
he doesn't have AIDS.
No, not at all. But he's a vegan. You got to eat. My friend's a vegan. All they
Ooh,
do
Big
is,
Jay.
Oh, I meant Jay. Yeah,
Jay.
He lost weight though.
Yeah, I remember the roast. Like you're not Big Jay. You're just fat. You ever roast anybody?
Said a couple of piglets.
A
few if you
times.
Know what I'm
saying. Roast
Texas barbecue. You have a.
Not really a fan of the roast, but yeah, I've done a couple of them. Gotcha. Not in
the tailgate.
New York, but
he's so fat he has a tailgate when his girlfriend.
I'm less
comes
fat
over.
Than I used to be.
I know. I gotta just make fat jokes.
I know. That's
what
all
else
right.
do we have?
He's got more chins than a Chinese phone book.
I can be your punching flab.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I got new headshots, and that's the thing. Like, I've lost weight from living here, and like my neck, but my neck.
We don't even recognize you.
My neck has gotten like.
Oh, you got the extra fat.
I'm looking at my headshots, and I'm like, I gotta like scrub out the fucking neck.
No, but then you're gonna show up. They're gonna be like, Donna DeSetta is gonna be like, "What, you have all this neck fat?" Like, it's not on the page. I had headshots years ago, and my agent goes, "We're gonna Photoshop all the hair off your hands." I have these little boy baby hands in this picture. I look so weird. And I show
Why
up.
Are
I'm
you
like,
posing for your headshot like that?
I thought you said. I thought you said my Asian. My agent said.
Dead.
I'm gonna make
it. Your agent was an Asian.
Asian.
Asian. People say you say my Asian, my Asian, both.
My biggest star I'm gonna make you. You're gonna be on television.
Secret Asian man.
I represent Bobby E.
Bobby Reed.
So many
like Tom
big,
Surek.
Bobby
hey, Ken Young. So many big Asian
all
acts.
All the big ones. Evan, how about the little kid from Fred Savage from Wonder Year? That doesn't make any sense. Oh my God. So stupid. Where are you gonna watch the big game? Do you care about football?
Yeah. I'm wearing a Tampa Bay Buccaneers sweatshirt.
Take your word
but
for
they're
it.
Not a,
I love,
they're not
I love
even
football.
In the game.
Okay.
You're going to watch I'm going to, speaking of that, I'm doing a benefit tonight.
At the cellar?
I'm doing a benefit. No, I got some real plugs.
Nice.
I'm doing the benefit tonight for Greg Giraldo's wife does a thing every year, once a year. It's at the Village Underground.
Open bar?
Oh, that's nice.
I'm on the show. I think it's 7 p.m. So go on the Village Underground website. Tickets are available. I don't even know. Anyway, I was supposed to be better prepared for this announcement.
You're doing great.
I know tickets are not available online anymore. You got to buy them. You got to go to the Village Underground. They're only available until this morning online. So now you got to go to the Village Underground shows. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 7:30. I'm sure I'll be closing because it's not a very, very strong lineup. Judy Gold.
Okay.
Dan Natterman.
Okay.
Russ Manee. But basically most
You can leave early.
Just people that she runs into on the Upper West Side, I guess. Right. They're all Upper West Side people. And she's like, hey, I saw you. You see him? I saw him on a one train.
Can't do it
and he agreed to do it. Russ Manee.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
His credits. He always knows how to jump from the 72nd Street to go to the one to the two. He hasn't been on TV in a long time. He used to be open for Artie Lang. You know how that paying. Not good. Artie Lang used to be open at the fucking, he used to sell at the Carnegie Hall in a half an hour. Now he's at fucking Bob's Big Boy up in Nyack.
He's doing the wing, all you can eat wings at.
All you can eat wings at Jimmy's Barbecue.
Jimmy's Barbecue.
Oh, Jimmy's.
No Coors Light. No, I have a Coors Light.
Artie keeps tweeting all these things. I'm doing great. Doing great, gang. Here I am at this, and he shows some shithole club he's at. No offense to the shithole club.
Went up after me once at the Cellar, and he was standing there, and the MC was like doing a little time in between, and I was standing next to him in the hallway, and I
tried to snort your nose.
I didn't know it was him. I looked at this guy standing next. He's like, hey man, that was really funny, and I was like, oh thanks. And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, I just thought he was like some homeless guy.
And then
I was like, holy shit.
Knock in.
I was like, oh hey Artie, I didn't realize, and I was just like, wow, yeah, TV does not do him justice as seeing
how'd he do
him in person.
Artie's a good guy. He's a good guy. He wished me dead a couple weeks ago, but other than that, he's a good egg.
Well, who could blame him?
Could he get in trouble for that?
Right. It'd be funny if Artie wished me dead, then I died.
Yeah.
Turns out he has another superpower other than to live forever.
He's going to live to be 100, yeah.
Cocaine.
He's going to be partying with my Nana.
Right.
Wait a minute. No, we can't have that.
Yeah. Can you find a vein, Nana? Tie me off. My mother's like, I remember when black people had their own water fountains.
Oh, that would be a hilarious sitcom.
He's 100. Oh, yeah.
His Nana and Artie Lang living together.
Right.
And she keeps trying to get him juiced up.
Just be
up.
Him saying stuff and her going, oh, Artie.
Oh, Artie. Right. His tagline could be
we got to sell that to somebody.
Take
maybe
my
Hulu.
Wall home with me.
She says to me, you know what her name is?
No.
Gritora.
That's Gritora?
That's her first name. No.
Oh, that's your grandma's name?
Gritora Biggerstaff.
Wow, that's a fucked up name.
Her name is Gritora.
Yeah.
I got Victorian.
You can't find Gritora.
I've
been looking all over.
Heard that before, though, have you?
Yeah. It's the last baby that lived. Let's call her Gritora. They'd have like 9 babies back then, and like one would live.
They'd all
die from like a cold.
This isn't China.
Well, no, but I'm saying your grandmother's born in what, 1909?
No, I tell my kids when they come out, I go, wash
your... let's think about this. No, probably 1980 or 1919.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, last time the Red Sox won a World Series. No, but I would say all you got to do is wash. I mean, a lot of common fucking things that kill people, you just got to wash your hands now and you won't die. You know what I mean?
I heard a statistic, 76% of kindergarten kids only 76% have not had all their inoculations. Like
what?
Measles, like for measles and polio and shit like that.
76% have or haven't.
So 26% of kids entering kindergarten have not been inoculated.
So that's pretty good.
No, it's terrible.
Why? Because like, no, some people get bad things from getting inoculated. No,
but they killed measles, and now measles is back.
Yes,
80 people.
Go ahead.
Quite right. 80 people died in Washington State this past year because of measles. But anyway, go ahead, please.
Hey, kids?
No, I mean, not everyone. Yes, of course. When they
listen to all that Nirvana music, it gets them depressed.
Any sort of vaccination, some people are going to die from it.
All those cloudy days make it.
Nothing works 100% the same way on everybody.
Yes, but what'd you say?
I said nothing works the same
way. No, vaccinations are not a be-all, end-all.
Right.
They're better than nothing.
Yeah, you want most people to get vaccinated, but some people are going to get vaccinated. They're going to, you know, I mean, people still think you can get fucking autism by getting vaccinated.
Jenny McCarthy.
And her fake tits.
Yeah. I'd rather fuck Michelle McCarthy.
Who's that?
Oscar winner. The fat one.
That's Melissa McCarthy.
It's Melissa, sorry.
She didn't win an Oscar.
Well, she got nominated.
She got an Emmy. She got, this is her second nomination this year.
She's a very talented lady.
Nominated for Bridesmaids.
She's a very talented lady.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyway, we got to wrap this up.
Sure, okay.
This hilarious laugh fest. Bob, you weren't as bad at today as you usually are.
Aw, thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. I appreciate you giving me 6 hours notice as opposed to 1 o'clock.
You weren't
in the area?
You weren't my first choice.
I got you. That's okay.
I tried to get Mayron. Now I think Mayron's full of himself because I did Jim and Sam last week, and I think he's like, he won't stoop to this fucking level because we're not serious satellite radio.
Mario Bosco is here the entire time. He's just in the corner.
Like, hey, guys.
Pops out. The show.
Hey, guys. I'm going to fuck you guys up.
I did some research, and there was no aspirin causes this or anything for his disease.
What is it?
It's just some, like, your pituitary gland doesn't work. It says the major symptom is micro penis.
Oh.
does it really say that?
The top one is micro penis, and then jaundice or yellow skin or whatever.
Oh, poor.
Wait, so it's a condition. You didn't look up him. You just looked up what he has, or
yeah, there was some article on CNN all about him, and it said what disease he had. I looked that up, and it just says like your pituitary gland gets fucked up when you're being born, and it's squished and doesn't.
Yeah, squished by an aspirin.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, no wonder he's threatening everybody. If I had a micro penis, I'd be like, I'm going to fuck this dude up. I'd be so...
How big is a micro penis? Like 4 inches?
I feel for the guy.
Oh, no. I'd be like an inch.
I feel for the guy. Us bigger staffs have a problem with a macro penis.
I feel your pain, hopefully.
Thanks for setting that up. Mm.
Bigger staff.
I got it.
Yeah.
Bigger staff. Then your grandma, big clitoris. Yeah.
Poor... Imagine like...
Do not bring Nana into this.
That's got to be the worst.
What is that?
I call her Cremora.
Micro penis?
Oh, I'm coming in.
I'm coming in, too.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm coming in my fucking...
I'm going to stay here.
That's a micro penis or a clit?
Yeah, it's just called... it's a tiny penis.
Micro penis. Oh. Or like...
He looks like a female bodybuilder that's taking steroids.
Is it a balls?
Yeah, it's like halfway between a dick and pussy.
Ow. It looks like Zap. It looks like Zap from the American Gladiators.
Are you afraid of where I'm sitting, Garrett?
Also, I got a little turned on from that picture. Does that make me a little gay? Because I like a little penis.
Yeah, that'd be good. I would blow that. You'd lick it. Give it a little lick.
Maybe he's a grower, not a shower.
He's like, hey, this thing gets to be a.
Maybe he's a grower. He said, yeah. This guy's all right.
Could.
You just got yourself another invite in about.
How much larger does your penis get? Like from right now to when you have a full on boner?
Probably like
15 inches.
No, mine goes from like what? Mine goes from like at least triples in size.
Yeah, I have no problem saying my penis probably right now looks just a little bit bigger than that. But when it grows, but it doesn't matter because when you get a boner, it gets bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't start from that because it can't. It's like there's not that much there to get bigger. It's like a little balloon.
Like a
micro balloon is.
Don't call it
so
a micro
big.
Penis if it grows to a foot long when it's hard. I get
saying,
it.
But I'm saying.
That was hard.
I'm saying you got to have some room to work with. You know what I mean?
Imagine.
Yes. We don't have to imagine. We just saw it on this.
Has he ever gotten laid?
It's not our business. It's not. He brought it up.
Not our business.
He brought it up. He asked him. He goes, are you dating anybody? And then he Mario talked about how he doesn't like homosexuals. Remember? He did it like a politician. He changed the subject. He's like, I hate these flamboyant faggots.
Yeah, he pivoted. He did. He
pivoted.
I hate faggots. He was like, I mean, do what you want, but do it behind closed doors. The fuck? You fucking faggots. And he was sitting there with like a micro penis.
How's that a pivot?
It's fair enough,
a classic pivot.
Pretty straight up.
Classic
pivot. He jerks off constantly, but he didn't really want to talk about sex, really. He didn't.
Why would he want to? I don't even want to in that little room.
It is, but it's pretty
tough. Comic strip. Donate. Patreon.com. Go to my website. Everything's there. God
you
bless.
A show at the comic strip?
I'm at the show at Village Underground tonight, and then, yeah.
And then, Bob, what do you have?
Other things.
I don't really have anything this week.
Oh, Bob, Twitter, don't anything, just like, make up
I
stuff.
Up Mike's Twitter, Bob_biggerstaff. I changed it.
Next time, if you don't have anything, don't say that. Just say all my dates are available.
Yes, sir. All my dates are at comicbob.com.
Yeah, because now you're going to get trolled by our,
great.
By our lovable
somebody
fans.
Already took Chili. When I got rid of Chili Time, somebody took it and posted a lot of bad stuff. And
I know it was hilarious.
It was something to do with your show.
Barry Ribs' Twitter is
like,
hilarious.
Damn it.
Fake Barry Ribs is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, good. He's good. Remember, folks, BrianPMcCarthy.com. Sorry I was terrible.
Gay for pay.
Gay for pay. Go to the store. Get yourself a T-shirt.
G for P.
Thank you. Thanks to Compound Media. Thanks to the booth. Thanks to E-Rock. Thanks to Keith. Thanks for everybody. Thanks for Mark sitting on the couch.
Yeah, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, fan.